In 1980, a taxi driver who was taking me to Zurich Airport ran over a chimney sweep who wasn't looking where he was going. I couldn't have imagined that the image of the fallen figure, covered in soot and wearing a top hat, would stay with me for many years, playing the sometimes festive and sometimes disquieting role of a prompt or aide-mémoire. From his perch up on high, the chimney sweep, armed with his long brush and scrapers, is perfectly positioned to spy on those who are going about their business below. It is a well-known fact that, as well as climbing up chimneys and cleaning out soot, chimney sweeps are tremendous busybodies, much like painters. They have a vested interest in snooping. They keep a close eye on what goes on around them and don't miss a thing. This is how the painter Eduardo Arroyo explained the presence of chimney sweeps in his work Les Ramoneurs, and whose guise is adopted by Picasso in the lithograph on display here. As Picasso is seen as the artist who swept away the clichés and conformity from Western art and purified the discipline, the comparison with the chimney sweep is particularly apt. A less direct representation of the artist can be found in the work of Equipo Crónica, a collective created by Manolo Valdés and Rafael Solbes that was active from 1964 to 1981. Here, the subject is Picasso's Guernica, thereby turning the focus away from the artist and onto the historical and political importance of his work instead. Picasso's painting is widely considered to be the greatest artistic statement against war, and so the superimposition of the explosive wham from the 1963 painting of the same name by Roy Lichtenstein accentuates the expressive potential of both works. In addition to these unique perspectives, we present a number of other intriguing works, such as the energetic portraits painted by the Seville-born artist Rodolfo Alvarez Santaló, the piece by the American artist Robert Harvey, which incorporates a silhouette of Picasso based on a famous photograph taken by Robert Capa in 1948, the caricature of the Malaga-born artist by Ángel Idígoras, in which Picasso is surrounded by well-known works and references to his childhood and birthplace, the highly respectful portrait by the Barcelona-based artist Joan Pons, which represents a departure from his characteristically surreal approach, and the sculptures created by Jesús Martínez Labrador, who was born in Antequera, and Juan Luis Basayo, who was born in Cádiz.